And then verse 49, he makes some startling statements here. He says, I'm come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? And friends, it's still interesting, isn't it, that even at this hour and the time of the deepest darkness that I think we've had in 1900 years in the world, that even at this hour, the Lord Jesus Christ is being blasphemed. I tell you, the fire's been thrown out on the earth today. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straightened till it be accomplished? And that, of course, was his death upon the cross. Suppose ye that I'm come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. He's been a divider of men, friends. I get a little weary of the signs going around about Jesus talked about peace. He divides men. Long as there's sin in the world, friends, why, there'll be division. There can be no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. But the day's coming when he's going to bring peace, but he'll have to put down the other crowd. And he says, suppose ye, verse 51, suppose ye that I'm come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. And friends, just because World War II is over, and there is a sort of a peace in Korea, and other places in the world are uncertain, that doesn't mean we're going to have peace. Why, if they're not going to fight there, they're going to fight somewhere else. Because there's not going to be peace on the earth, friends, until he comes. It's difficult for Christians to get that in their thinking today, but it'll help us a great deal if we do. And he says, for from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. Father will be divided against his son. You see, when anyone comes to Christ, it immediately separates him from the unbelievers around him. And they may be so close to him by blood that it may be a father, may be a son, may be a sister, may be a brother, may be a wife, may be a husband. But this is what divides them. Now he says here, verse 55, and when ye see the south wind blow, ye say there'll be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that ye do not discern this time? And today we need to recognize the fact that we're living in this kind of a time. What a fallacy today for man to think that he is big enough and good enough to bring peace in the earth. Why, man is a warmonger. The very interesting thing is that the United Nations, some wag said, why, it was formed to bring peace, to keep peace on earth, and it's the best fighting ring that there is in the world today, and it sure is. My friend, our Lord made it very clear, and he made it very clear that you and I are living in this kind of a world. Somebody says, I don't like to think that. You better accept it. Margaret Fuller one time made the statement, I accept London. And that old Scotch philosopher said, she better accept London. Yeah, just as it is. You have to believe this world is just the kind of world that it is. Our Lord said it would be that way as long as there's sin in the world.